Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Warning, this episode contains foul language and really should be watched on YouTube. But hey, here's the audio as a treat.
Strange, spooky, festive, creepy, trick-or-treaty, superstitious, sugary, and everything in between. Each week we sit down together or with a very special guest and we talk about something weird. And this week it is just the two of us, your ghost hosts with the most, as we kick off the most spectacular and best month of the year, our absolute favorite time of year, October. It is October. It is Halloween month, y'all. We made it. And we want to kick things off with some good old-fashioned fun Halloween chat, because it's not just October. It is Halloween to us starting now. It just starts right now. So we're going to talk all things Halloween, diving into our own personal stories, traditions, spooky tales, and probably some off-the-wall strange tangents revolving around our favorite holiday and the experiences that we have had while celebrating. There is nothing better than talking about fall, Halloween, scary movies, or ghost stories, except when you add in the fact that we get to share it with our weirdo crew. Now that is living. So welcome to October. Welcome to a full month of Halloween. Booze and ghouls, welcome. My name is Lauren, and this is my lovely co-host, Ashley.
Hi, weirdos. Freaking bats.
Freaking bats! Love Halloween.
Love Halloween.
Also,
hi,
it's time.
A
splattery, messy cup of coffee, so don't judge me, but...
I got you that, didn't I?
You did.
Aw, wow, I'm such a good friend.
With a little alien popping out of a human body. Ashley and I feel like, always get each other mugs for...
Yeah.
Birthdays and Christmas, but I'm one of those people that genuinely loves it. I feel like...
Can't have enough mugs.
It could be considered a cop-out gift for others. I'm like, give me every coffee mug that has ever existed. Let's go.
I was going to say, give me a mug or give me a candle. And you got me a mug and a candle.
That's usually what I do. Same. Yeah. Candles is another one. I had a friend once tell me, she's like, I feel like candles are like, they ran out of time and they didn't spend any time giving me a gift. I was like,
nope.
I want every candle ever.
I want all the candles because I always need one. I always need another one.
Right.
So I might as well get a free one from a friend.
Burn them down too quick.
And they probably spend a little bit more money than what I would spend, which is about $3.
Exactly. Candles can be pricey.
They can be so pricey.
Nice ones, yeah, for sure.
Little candle trick. I say hi. I say grab the little, you know, not the tea lights, but like the fatter tea lights, like the taller tea lights.
Oh, yeah.
Grab packs of those. So when your candles burn down, you just put them in there. No one can tell.
I love you so much because that is exactly what I do. And the other day, Alex picked up one of our candles and saw like this half melted.
He was like, what happened?
Tea light in there and still like part of the like tin part was around it. And he was like, what happened in here? And I was like, listen. I needed a bit longer. I love that you do that too.
I do. Most of my candle. I do like go to, as much as I like don't want to advertise for Hobby Lobby, they have really good candle holders and they're usually 50% off.
Just
get a candle holder instead of getting, you know, buying a glass candle every time. But anyways, that's our little tip and
candle tricks.
Before we get into the fall festivities here, we're all dressed for fall. We're warm. We're cozy.
Little fall jacket.
I have iced coffee, but only because I didn't feel like brewing new coffee. So I just used old coffee and put ice.
Totally fair. I get it.
So before we get into it, I got some business to handle. Our October giveaways are officially here. They've already begun. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this right now, they started a couple days ago, right? When does this come out? October.
Next week be? October 7th.
October 7th. So it's already been a freaking week, guys.
That's
insane. We announce them on our Instagram, our Facebook, our Patreon. So if this is news to you, you obviously have not heeded our advice and followed us on social media at Keep It Weird Cast. So get on that as fast as you can. We're going to make it super easy this year. This year's contest, all about ease. Ease for you, ease for us. It's easy.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, okay? We're all busy. We're all burnt out. We don't need a whole shebang. So we are going to be doing the horror movies on social media again. I would say every day, but that's a pipe dream. It's not going to be every day. It's going to be most days. Like, I'm not going to post on my wedding day. It's just not going to happen. So,
Ashley, where is your dedication to the podcast?
Most days we will post a horror movie on our Instagram. It automatically goes to Facebook. So all you have to do is like and comment on it. You can comment, I love this movie. I hate this movie. What is this movie? Whatever you want. Just comment on it. We just want some interaction from you guys on our social media. It's super easy. For every comment and like, you get a point. So if you comment on all of them, that's like 25 points. Awesome.
Sounds like a really good deal, honestly.
We also want you to share your Halloween with us. Show us how you celebrate Halloween. In the past, we've done costume contests, pumpkin carving contests, decorating contests. This is kind of all rolled into one. If you want to share a picture of yourself eating candy corn, boom, do it. Tag us in it. If you want to take a picture of your television and show us what horror movie you're watching, boom, tag us in it. Points, points, points. It's so easy.
Points, points, points.
You're at the pumpkin patch, tag us in a pic. You're in a costume, tag us in a pic. Just tag us in your pictures. We just want to share the month with you. You get points. And finally, if you join our Patreon or you continue to be a member of our Patreon, if you are a member of the Patreon in the month of October, you get points. You get 5 points for being a $1 patron,
that's
10 points for being a $5 patron, and 20 ding dang darn points for being a $10 patron.
I feel like that is such a good deal because if you're like, listen, I can't be dedicated to their Patreon full time. Like I money's tight. I got things to do. Do it for the month of October and you get points for the best month.
Now, what do you win? So at the end of the month, we keep a tally of everyone's points. The people at the top are going to get into a raffle. It depends. You know, maybe people are just stellar and they just automatically win. Maybe a lot of people participate and we got to do a raffle. But regardless, if you have a good amount of points at the end of the month, you will be entered to win a prize. The prizes are free merch. Who doesn't want a free shirt, a free tank, a free tote? Come on. Another prize is going to be a signed copy of the Feminine Macabre Volume 2, which features my article from last year. I think they're already on like Volume 4.
It's insane what they're doing.
It's crazy. I keep saying I'm going to submit another one for another volume, and I just have not found the time. The grand prize is a Zoom party with me and Lauren.
Yay!
Sometime in November, after the prizes are given out, you can join us for an hour of drinking wine or cider, whatever your drink of choice is. We'll talk about spooky stuff. We just want to get to know you. And this is important because we did this 2 years ago and we have some people say, hey, that's awesome. That sounds great. However, it's my worst nightmare. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's fine. Ask for a t-shirt.
Yeah, you can make your prize something different.
We will not take it personally. If you do not want to Zoom with us, I would also be like, wow, that's an awesome prize. I get to Zoom with Kevin Bacon. Pass. I don't want him to see my face or know my voice.
No, like the social anxiety is real. If anyone understands anxiety, it's us. So please do not even feel bad if you need to ask for another prize. But if it sounds good to you, we would love to hop on Zoom with you. It was so fun last time. We had a ding dong blast.
Participate in our October festivities. It's basically just a way to like get more interaction on our social media, which is really important for, you know, a small business, small brand, but also like we want to see what you're doing for Halloween.
For sure.
Anyways.
It's fall. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
This, first and foremost, this question comes in from our good friend Lilo. And she asked what our favorite autumn activities were. Not Halloween. Autumn.
Autumn.
Fall. So what gives you the falliest vibes, especially as someone who still, you know, I mean, I did for 12 years too. I'm not saying like, I don't know what this is like, but it's 90 something degrees there right now. So like what gives you fall vibes when you don't have that crisp weather?
Yeah, it's tough because normally the answer would be, you know, the leaves changing, that breeze in the air, which I got to feel for a moment when I was in Illinois this past weekend where I saw Ashley, which was the
woo-woo. Guess who forgot to take a pic? Guess who forgot to take a pic? It's
we literally
us.
Always do. I think I even made a joke beforehand. I was like, oh, we should take a picture together. We always forget.
Yeah.
And we did it. And we did it again. Yeah, I was reminded how good it feels when the fall weather starts coming in. So it is a bummer in LA because it is 95 degrees today. I'm only able to wear this fall jacket because I have my air conditioning on at full blast. But for me, even in the warm weather, I do like going to like orchards.
Yeah.
I tried to drag you to one in Illinois even. Going to an orchard to do like, you know, get a pumpkin, get a bag of apples, get some cider, get some apple cider donuts.
Delish.
Which are just the best thing on the entire planet. Delish. I don't like driving far for it though. So I have like the little caveat with it because in Los Angeles, it's not the same back home, which is why I like doing it more in Illinois. But out here, you have to drive sometimes like 2 hours to these mountain towns to go to the best ones. I don't enjoy that, but I have found one that is in Moor Park, which is a little bit closer to home that I love. And it's like, you get the apples, you get the pumpkins. I would much rather get them at a farm or an orchard than at the grocery store. And that sort of kicks off fall for me when it's like, I picked out my own pumpkin. I got to help Wilder pick out
his. I ate an apple from a tree.
I ate a crisp apple. I got some apple cider. I got a donut and I went home. And that just feels like it's fall. Like it is finally fall. And then we see no leaves and we're sweaty. And that's Los Angeles.
This is not fall themed. But for some reason, it gives me fall vibes every time. Wind chimes.
Oh, I hear
a
get that.
If I hear a dang wind chime.
I get that.
It's Halloween, baby. I love them.
I get that. And honestly, did you hear my mom's when you were at my house? She had one in the backyard and I was like, is Hocus Pocus like happening? Is it playing somewhere? It just felt right.
I wanted to say, reading Ray Bradbury. Obviously, I read The Halloween Tree every year, which is very Halloween-y. But, and here's my favorite copy. I have three copies of The Halloween Tree. This is my favorite one. It's an old vintage copy of the book. And then he's also got The October Country, which is a book of short stories. Again, like, look at how Halloween-y.
I know.
It's so Halloween-y. And it's just a bunch of short stories that are pretty spooky. And then, obviously, if you've never read it, so good. Something Wicked This Way Comes. Mm-hmm. Very fall. It takes place at a carnival.
Spooky, that is fall.
Beautiful. It's great. So I would say whatever Ray Bradbury you can get your hands on
will make you feel fall.
To the max. Big old sweaters.
Big sweaters. Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Which the album. When you can wear a jacket for real.
I actually don't know what the album's called, but the band is Dead Man's Bones. It's mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling's band. Just listen to that album. You'll get in the fall mood, I promise.
Drink anything with an apple flavor. If yeah. I'm like, I mean, I guess apple cider. Apple juice, though. Yeah, apple cider, apple juice. Something apple-y. That'll make you feel like fall.
What part of the spooky season do you think is overrated?
Oof. Mine is a hot take that everyone's going to disagree with.
So is mine.
Scared. Oh, gosh.
You want to say it at the same time? Count of three.
Do you think we have the same one?
Yeah, we'll go 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay.
I'm going to laugh when it's not the same. 2, 3, go. Pumpkin flavored anything. Oh.
Right. Ours are both hot takes.
Thought we were going to be on the same page there.
I know. Well, I do. We are on the same page because I agree with you. And even in my notes, I will take a screenshot. I said I have a second place. But my first is even more of a hot take because I don't like going to haunted houses like haunted hay rides.
I used to when I was in high school because, you know,
yes.
Illinois is like they have some of the scariest haunted attractions country.
Yes.
Like people come from all over to go to, you know, well, I guess it's Missouri, but St. Louis, especially.
Right.
In the Midwest. I mean, you can pay $5 to go on some like dinky hayride that's a 45-minute like event and you'll never be the same. It's so scary.
And more affordable.
And so much more affordable. However, I do not like it when people run at me. Mm-hmm. Or me jump either. At me.
Yep.
I've always been an advocate for like a Halloween Horror Night situation where they have scaredy cats nights.
Yes.
Where like one day of the year, there's a scaredy cat night where no one, like you could still walk through the attractions and see all the cool work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no one like jumps out at you and like comes at you.
1,000%. Because Ashley and I have talked about this probably on the show before, but like I love Halloween Horror Nights for the work that is put into it and how good that these haunted houses and mazes look. They're built on sets, you know, they're on the Universal backlot. And so they look incredible and they're usually themed to a TV show or movie, something that we all know, either a classic or something that's popular. And man, the makeup, the costumes, the set pieces are amazing. So it's like, okay, it's worth going for that. But as Ashley said, I hate come up to me, like, even just thinking about now, I feel like I have to move because I have like shivers going down my spine. Like someone's going to walk behind me and I hate it. And the reason that it comes to mind first when I think of something being like overrated is because every year friends come up to me like, okay, what haunted houses are you going to this year? Because they're like, oh, you have a spooky podcast and you love horror movies. Like, of course you love this. And I'm like, nah, bro, I'm not spending my money on that. Because also it's expensive as hell.
So expensive.
Anyway, find a hayride in your hometown for $5.
I'm more of an atmospheric horror gal than a jump scare horror gal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my answer is still pumpkin flavored anything. If it's not pie, get out of town.
We're the same.
I don't want it.
That's what I wrote. I don't need pumpkin drinks. Pumpkin.
Even the scent. Don't need the scent of pumpkin. I'd rather have the scent of apple, cinnamon,
apple, see,
clove, like something woodsy than a pumpkin scent.
I don't need all the pumpkin flavored stuff, but I do love pumpkin pie. That's the exception.
Pumpkin pie is delicious.
It is there, so good.
You know, it's funny because pumpkin spice is just what? Cinnamon, clove, nutmeg. Mm-hmm. What else? Ginger?
Probably.
Ginger. Which all of those except for nutmeg are used to repel evil spirits in witchcraft. So maybe I'm an evil spirit because I just don't like it. Because
you're not into it.
I'm not into it.
That is true. I feel like someone, I haven't had one in a long time, but there was one year where somebody got me a pumpkin smelling candle. And I was like, oh, this will be perfect for fall. But I lit it and I was like, nah, I think I'd rather do apple. Again, yeah. I'm all about apple.
I mean, yeah. Have you ever had a pumpkin, like carved pumpkin that gets a little old? Like, it's not a good smell. I don't understand why people love it so much. I love pumpkins.
Yes. I want to carve them and bake the seeds.
Them and I don't want to eat them.
I like to bake the pumpkin seeds and like put a little salt on them and then they're yummy. But yeah, I don't want to.
Did I ever tell you about the first time Joe and I carved a pumpkin, which was like the first time he'd carved a pumpkin since he was a child?
I remember you saying that and I was like, how?
But and we were carving a pumpkin and like we were taking the guts out. We were at that stage and I was like, do you want to roast these? And he was like, Kroger is a block away. I was like, wow, what a magical soul.
He's such like a city
boy. I'm
gonna
go to Kroger. I know.
Even though like baking doesn't even have to be associated with being a person, city people can like cook and bake too. But that just like, I don't know. That just is.
Joe lived in New York for like 6 years, and he didn't use an oven once. He was like, "It's too hot. My apartment is like the size of our bathroom. Like, I'm not gonna turn the oven on in New York City. That's insane."
Totally. Goodness.
Speaking of pumpkins, though, our good friend and ocean lover Mel. What up, Mel? We love you.
We love you so very much.
He asked, what's your favorite fall treat?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of said it earlier, so like, sorry this is a boring answer, but...
Apple cider donuts.
Apple cider donuts.
Yeah.
And making simmer pots, which I know we're going to talk about that later, but...
Yeah. Making like a cider pot. I always put cider on the stove. You could smell it and then you could just go and scoop some up. You know what? It's again, not fall related, but I always associate it with fall. I think it's because people always brought it into school when I was a kid during fall, but puppy chow.
Oh, I
don't know why.
Fall-y to me.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
But
like, I don't remember eating it in
the
puppy summer.
Chow whenever. And if anyone doesn't know what puppy chow is, first of all,
get out.
Feel bad for you, son. It's a treat. It's a delicious treat. It's Chex, the cereal, rice Chex, covered in melted peanut butter and chocolate, and then powdered sugar on top. It's a very simple treat. Simple, but effective. It's
simple,
delicious.
But effective. I associate it with both fall and winter because I feel we always have it at like Christmas parties as well. But yeah, you're not wrong. No one wants to eat it in the summer because it gets so chocolatey and messy and you're already sweaty and sticky. Don't
no
add that.
No one needs it. No. and my dad's apple pie. My dad makes a delicious apple pie. He slices the apples really thin and puts them in there. In a real thick piece of pie, and then he makes like a crumbly top that's like sugar and brown sugar and cinnamon and like oatmeal of some kind.
Okay. You're speaking my language.
Ronald,
thank you for that delight. I want to try it. Thank you for bringing that into the world. Is he a big baker or is it just apple pie?
You know what? He's become a big baker.
It's the cutest thing I've ever
heard. He's become a big baker. He always bakes. Well, okay. So what happened was my mom used to always bake treats for like me and my friends. And she always was the one that cooked dinner. Since she's had cancer, my dad has started cooking and he actually got into like home chefs. And now he can cook like anything, which is awesome.
Oh my gosh.
But now he's like really into baking. So like, and he doesn't do anything fancy. It's not like he like bakes his own stuff. He'll buy box stuff. But every time I come home, he's like, made brownies. Made cookies. Made this, made that. It's like, daddy.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
And stop. I am gaining so much weight,
I know,
father.
But also, like, stop baking because I'm going to eat all the brownies and cookies.
Quit. And then every single time I come home, he's like, you want a donut for breakfast? And I'm like, I mean, yeah.
Obviously, Dad.
I'm not gonna say no.
Every time I'm back in Illinois, I gain 1,000 pounds because of the
food. I live in here. It's a fucking nightmare.
I know. That's what scares me the most. I know. Or the best ever. But yeah, I like even on my short visit to Illinois this past weekend, I ate like everything bad for me that you could possibly have. I had a side of ranch with my Italian food.
That was a deep
Italian
side.
Food. Who need? Yeah, did you see that picture? Yeah. It was the thickest. We went through most of it, is the sad truth. Okay, so anyway, I love Midwest food.
Midwest food, but also parents. Parents are just, parents one, they cook. Eat three square meals a day, which, mm-hmm. like, who does that? I who eat one meal doesn't? A day, and I pick and snack the rest of the day. Like, that's Same. Just my life. That's how I live it. Yeah. But parents are like, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack.
I know. And then especially if one of their children is visiting, like,
they go all
that's
out.
How it is for me. And, like, even for you living in Illinois, still, it's not like you're going home every single weekend. So I bet when you go, it's like, okay, what can we prepare for Ashley
Yeah, what
and
are we
Joe?
Eating?
So then it's something, it's a delicious treat, but it's unhealthy. Whatever, I don't care.
We all know about Hocus Pocus and Trick or Treat, but what are some of your favorite Halloween movies? Not horror movies, Halloween movies, giving you those Halloween vibes.
I mean, I feel like all of them are children's movies. Is that allowed to say?
If you say Halloween Town, I will kick you off of this Zoom call.
No, but one of them you're still going to hate. But Nightmare Before Christmas is always one of my...
That is a Christmas movie.
Listen, it's Halloween in my mind. I mean, I watch them for both. Just like Disneyland. They keep Nightmare Before Christmas up from Halloween to Christmas.
I know, it makes me so mad because I don't want to ride the Halloween fucking Haunted Mansion. I want to ride the OG Haunted Mansion. I don't want Jack Skellington there.
I know, but... It does put me in the Halloween mood. So For sure. even if it's technically a Christmas movie, yes.
And well, then, that's sort of like the internet argument. Like, is it a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie? I am on the Christmas movie train team.
Whatever. No,
now
I get,
know. Now I know what team you're on.
I know. And my team is the wrong team. At least I am self-aware enough. Like, it is probably a Christmas movie, but it's one of those things that just gets me in the mood. So that...
Yeah, for sure.
Also Casper, because we know, we all know how I feel. Can I keep you? And
yeah, we
the
all know
best...
how that scene makes you feel on the inside.
And you
dirty, dirty bird.
Dirty bird! And you all hopefully saw the best episode art that Ashley has ever created of the two of us.
Beautiful.
Being Christina Ricci Beautiful. And Casper.
Yeah, and then, art is the right word for that.
Yes, it was a piece of art. And then my last one, which is embarrassing, is Double Double Toil and Trouble with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I have not watched a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie since I was like 13. I do not think I'm going to have the same enjoyment from their movies, but I feel like if there was one, it would be Double Double Toil and Trouble because I did have that on VHS.
That one is fun and like spooky and witchy enough. But yeah, I actually went back recently to watch Passport to Paris to see if it still holds up. And wow. I love a cheesy kid movie. We all know this. And I am a huge Disney fan, but this was unwatchable. So yeah I think it's only Double Double Toil and Trouble. Okay, what are yours?
Well, the Halloween tree, which I don't even know if like you can get your hands on that. I have it on DVD.
Does that exist?
I don't know. I mean, you can buy like DVD copies of it. I think. But again, it's Ray Bradbury's Halloween Tree. It was like a made for TV movie. It was Hanna-Barbera, I think. But also Sleepy Hollow, the Tim Burton, which I am of the opinion it's the last good movie Tim Burton made.
Oh, okay. Sorry about it. We have hot takes.
It was the last movie he made where he like primarily used practical effects. And after that, it was like Alice in Wonderland and Sweeney Todd and any blood he used was CGI. It just got a little messy.
Sure.
For my taste. No, Idle Hands. Oh, please do not sleep on Idle Hands. That
is a
Halloween movie. It takes place on Halloween. There's Halloween decorations everywhere. They go to a Halloween party. It's fantastic. The Guest takes place during Halloween. It is technically a horror movie, but it does take place during Halloween. And the finale.
I've seen The Guest.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. No, I have.
Okay.
But I'm getting that and The Invitation.
Dan Stevens.
Up. Yes. Thank you. I needed you to tell me who was
the
in it.
The finale, Dan Stevens at his hottest. Ladies
the sexiest.
And gentlemen, holy crap. He is so good looking in that movie. You will.
It hurts. It's like painful.
It's painful to look at.
He's
but in
smoking.
The best way. And then the finale of the movie takes place at like a Halloween dance. There's a Halloween movie.
You're right.
When Harry Met Sally has some like serious fall vibes. Not so much Halloween, but crazy fall vibes.
Fall in New York too, which just is dreamy.
Donnie Darko takes place during Halloween.
You're right.
Some great costumes there. And finally, I know it is a Halloween movie and technically, you know, a horror movie, but Halloween 3. It's my favorite Halloween movie. It's the one that no one likes. And it's very the whole thing is like Halloween, 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 Halloween. Not Michael Myers. He's not in
just
it. If you go to Halloween 3 and you think you're going to see Michael Myers walking around, you are wrong. He doesn't show up.
He ain't there. And that's why I feel like it fits into this category where it's just a Halloween movie.
Yeah. All Halloween.
Yeah, I like it. I dig it.
We had a question come in from Sam that I think is really good, especially you might be able to help. She said that her and her hubby love horror movies. And she wants to know how to help kids develop that love too. So, Lauren, how are you introducing spooky stuff to Wilder and is it working?
Yes, I am, and no, it's not, which is unfortunate. Well, I have tried so hard to make my son like spooky things, and he unfortunately is turning into Alex. Alex, really, just they're twins already physically, and now he's ripped off.
That's not fair.
But what I have done, and what I think has worked for other parents that I've talked to who really want to get their kids into just like Halloween and not being scared of things, is just like immerse them, do a full immersive experience, like show them that there's no shame around any of it and that it's all just for fun and that it's all for entertainment. And so I'm not, you know, showing him any slasher movies yet, but I'll do YouTube videos because he's always wanting to watch YouTube and random like kid influencers. And there are some channels that'll be about Halloween decor, or they will have a little scene where they go through a very kid-friendly haunted house and little ghosts jump out at them and stuff. And for a while, Wilder was putting up with it and saying he liked it and asking for it. And just recently, he started to be like, Mom, I don't like that one. It's too scary. So that's when I realized I'm starting to lose him, which breaks my heart. I know. But for a while, he was totally fine with it. And he does still love the holiday. And he likes dressing up. And he's excited to put decorations up. He said he wants to do spiderwebs and skeletons. And so he likes certain elements of it. And I think it's just showing kids that it's all fun and like slowly, depending on their age, introducing them to new movies and TV shows. And then you could be like Ashley Cassidy watching things at a very young age, and they might be a horror movie or a thriller that other parents would say they're not ready for it yet. But then you could turn out like Ashley and be just
fine.
She's
fine.
Proof that it works.
Amy Hanselman and I just talked about this on this month's bonus episode, if you guys heard it from last month, but so not this month, September's bonus episode, because she did, her segment was movies that made us weird. So she kind of did like the movies and TV show that she saw when she was younger that maybe she shouldn't have seen that got her interested in strange things. And as I was talking about it, you know, I told her, like, as a kid, no one introduced me to horror movies, really. Like, my mom hates horror movies. She did not watch them. My dad doesn't like horror movies. He did not watch them. It was the scary things in regular movies that hooked me. So, like, obviously, like, Brave Little Toaster, the clown scene, like, it scared me, but I liked it. And I didn't know why I liked it. You know what I mean? And then it kind of became a treat. Because I would always get to watch horror movies at my aunt's house when I stayed the night with my aunt Susan, because she was just like, we're going to watch what I want to watch. Mm-hmm. And she loved horror movies. So like I would just, it was like a treat. It was like, oh, I get to go to Aunt Susan's and get scared.
And watch something scary.
And
then
eventually it got to the point where like I had the wherewithal to seek it out on my own.
Could find them.
Yeah. So like, I feel like my parents did nothing. I mean, my mom was very big on Halloween and teepeeing and candy and dressing up. So, like, she loved Halloween. So, I, you know, I loved Halloween. But, like, horror movies? I just kind of, that was something that happened. It was funny too, because when I was talking to Amy, I was like, I don't know where I got it. My mom doesn't like it. My dad doesn't like it. And I was like, wait, it's not genetic.
Doesn't it's just run like, through your veins. Yeah.
It's not like something I was born with. Like, you're born liking horror movies.
That's true.
I think maybe with kids, especially as young as Wilder, I don't know if there's much you can show him scary that would pique his interest, because
you have to wait till they're a little older for like the scary. But I think at Wilder's age and the younger ages, you can at least start to show them like the foundation for it, which again, I'm like finding YouTube videos on Halloween just so he knows it doesn't have to be scary and it can be something fun. And like you said, the thrill of going to your aunt's and getting scared, that's sort of what I've been trying to show him, is like, oh, it's an adrenaline rush. Like, isn't it exciting when you are a little nervous?
Wilder's like, no.
No, I hate this.
It's not exciting.
I know.
Well, while we're talking about horror movies, this question came in from Heidi. And she asked, what is your favorite hidden gem horror? And this one was hard for me because I feel like I've already shared all my weird horror suggestions for you guys. But I did try to think of some that I maybe haven't shared yet. Housebound.
Mm-hmm. I love
it's
that one.
A New Zealand horror comedy. And it's about a troubled girl who's sentenced to house arrest in her haunted childhood home. It's very funny, but also has a lot of really good scares in it, like jump scares and also like, holy shit, this is creepy scares. So yeah, Housebound, one of my faves. Mm-hmm. Another one, did you see The Devil's Candy?
No.
Okay, The Devil's Candy fucking slaps. This movie rules. I feel like no one saw it. It's from 2015. Okay. It stars Ethan Embry. Uh-huh. Ringing any bell?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like Julia and I watched this, actually.
You might have. I mean, I actually don't know if it's streaming now, but it was streaming for quite some time.
Yeah, and we watched so many under the radar during COVID.
The cool thing about this movie is that it has, like, the typical horror setup, but it does it in a way that, like, I've never seen a horror movie do it. A family moves into a house and experiences weird things, but it's totally twisted and has a lot of heavy metal. So if you like heavy metal.
Yes, I've seen this. It's so good.
It's so good. And then finally, I will keep promoting this until everyone I know has watched it and tells me exactly when they screamed, because I know it's the exact same moment that I screamed. 1993's When a Stranger Calls Back. Mm. The sequel to When a Stranger Calls.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that movie's terrifying.
This movie fucking rules. It's genuinely unsettling. It's so dark. And as long as you go in without reading any spoilers, your soul will leave your body.
It is so true. It's like, never sleep on the sequels, which is hard to say because some sequels are complete garbage, but then there are the ones that surprise you. And Ashley is proof, because man, does she usually love sequels. Yeah. And usually the third movie, I've realized, in a franchise, you seem to go towards Halloween 3, Exorcist 3.
Think that When a Stranger Calls has a third installment. Yeah,
so in this case, it's the only one you get. But now it's so good.
The first time I saw When a Stranger Calls Back, when the thing happens that makes your soul leave your body.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the couch. I was alone in my home, in my apartment. I was sitting on the couch. The thing happened. I stood up and walked to the door. Like, my body involuntarily.
You couldn't even just sit. You had to get up.
And walked to the exit. I was fucking losing my mind. I was
When a Stranger Calls Back. Yeah. Yeah, that's
good. Do you have any hidden horror gems that you don't hear a lot of people talking about?
I struggled with this one too, but this one isn't necessarily horror. Well, I mean, it is a little bit, but no, you definitely even know this one. You're the one that showed it to me. Coherence.
So good.
Which, it's so good, but I don't know if that counts as horror.
No,
but
it's not.
It's a very, like... But it's like a mind-bendy psychological thriller. And there are like some disturbing-ish moments. Yeah. It's still like, it has like a spook element to it, I guess. But like, nobody ever knows about it. So I think that's why I brought it up. I find every excuse to talk about a coherence. Also, this one may be cheesy to some, but I thought it was just such a good like ghost movie that all basically takes place in the same room or like the same basement. It's called Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Yeah, I liked Autopsy of Jane Doe.
It was so fun. And nobody, again, ever knows about it. I think I happened upon it on accident, and it was one of the ones my sister and I watched together because we're like, this seems fine. And I was terrified. I thought, great jumps, great build, a little bit of twist and turn moments. And then The Void, which we've definitely talked about on this show. But again, like, no one appreciates it who I've talked to. So those come to mind first. But it is hard because we talk about so many movies.
We do talk about it a lot.
But
there's one, Rebecca Hall stars in it. She's becoming quite the little scream queen, Rebecca Hall. And
wait, is it the one that's come out recently?
No, that one's the house
something. Yeah, I just watched that.
Dark House. It was fine. I didn't really like the twist. No, it's called The Awakening. Have you seen it?
I don't think so.
She goes to like a children's school. She's basically she debunks paranormal activity, and she debunks
sounds familiar.
People that do like seances. It's a period piece, right. So it takes place in, I don't fucking know, when I was 19, whatever. 30. I have no
idea.
One
of those times.
she basically she debunks all the people who are performing seances and shit and
right.
faking people out and taking their money. And
yes.
and she's asked to investigate this like children's home. And boy, it's actually very scary. It's okay. A little bit of a drama too. So it's kind of sad. And I can't think of the guy's name who's in it. Do you remember the movie 28 Days?
Of course.
Okay. Sandra Bullock's ex.
Yes.
What the fuck is his name?
I don't know. Okay, you have to look it up. We have to know. I can't continue with this episode. Who is that guy?
It's Dominic West.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's Rebecca Hall and Dominic West, and it's just fantastic. And Imelda Staunton, who I believe is in Harry Potter.
Right? Yeah, she is. And I'm obsessed with her and everything she does. So,
Professor McGonagall. Dolores Umbridge. I was close.
It's like, don't you put Maggie Smith and Imelda Staunton in the same.
Oh, is that an actual Harry Potter character?
Professor McGonagall. Yeah, and that's Maggie Smith. Dame. No. Is she Dame? Dame.
She's a Dame.
Yeah, she is. I was about to Dame. I always want to follow Dame by Judi Dench. It just happens naturally. Sure. So I'm
it's got a nice ring to it.
National treasure. Yes, Imelda Staunton. Okay. It sounds familiar, but I think it's because, again, I keep relating it to Julia, but it's because she's always like my scary movie we just watched together from across the country, and she suggested that, and I don't think it ever happened. So yeah, I'm going to get on that.
It's a good one. Hold on.
What are we going to watch together soon?
They Live.
Yes. Oh, my eyes just went.
They Live. I'm excited for that. Also a great, I don't know if that's a hidden gem because it's, John Carpenter. Lauren's never seen it, so maybe you haven't seen it either.
Under the Radar, John Carpenter. Nah, it's not Under the Radar. Whatever.
No.
They Live, everybody.
This is a fun question, and I think we probably might have the same answer. But our good friend and crochet master, Jared, asked, how soon would you die in a slasher film?
Immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
Right away. I don't have the energy or the intelligence to, outwit or outrun a killer.
I'm a hider. Yeah. That's just who I am as a person. I'm a hider. I'm going to hide in a little hidey hole and pray that the killer does what he does in every horror movie and never seems to look in hidey holes, just kind of seems to walk into rooms, not going to hide in a closet or under the bed. I'm not an idiot. No.
Yeah. Don't go to the first place they check.
I'm definitely a hider.
Yeah. I'll hide. And then when they find me, it's like, that's it. I'm not going to have a weapon ready. I'm not going to have a plan. Probably when they find me, I'll be like, it was a nice run. And then they can kill me. And that's it. I'm just not going to be able to get away from them.
Did you see the Inside Amy Schumer sketch where she's being chased by the killer and she was just keeps farting?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like that would be my fate. Yeah.
It's like I would have had pizza that night or something that just made my tummy gurgle. And
yeah. Well, I better have not eaten because it doesn't matter what I eat anymore. I guess once you turn 34, it's like you could eat the healthiest meal of your life and you're going to fart your way to the bathroom. The bubble guts. Yeah. But then he added, and I thought this was an interesting caveat, or would you be the killer in a last minute twist?
Fun.
Love it.
Mm.
I do have a scenario in which this would absolutely be the case.
Okay, tell me.
If it was a revenge thing, if you killed Joe and my cats, I will kill you one by one. I will skin you alive. It would totally have to be a revenge killing, like urban legend, for me to hurt people. Right. Like, you took everything from me, now I'm going to take everything from you. And I could totally snap and lose touch with reality if you hurt Joe and my cats.
I agree with that. Like, really anyone in my family, I mean, especially Alex and Wilder, but like any family member I think could make me snap. So absolutely revenge scenario, but also I never thought I would feel this way, because I do still think like hurting a total stranger, like that would be very difficult for my mind to wrap around. That's why I'm having trouble with this question. But like, I could potentially be a vigilante for people, for pedophiles or people who abuse their children.
Right.
And my sister and I just talked about this recently, because her new job, she's moved out of hospice, sadly, but we're still always going to call her our resident hospice nurse.
Yeah, of course.
But she is now working with like DCFS and families, and she hears horror stories. And we were talking about this, where she's like, I don't really think I could ever do anything, but like, man, there is enough evil in the world that you sometimes think like, oh, I wouldn't be too sad if something happened to that person. So I don't know. Could. A vigilante could be on my radar. I don't know.
I could see that.
But also, I mean, I'm happy that I'm not an evil person or a murderer, but man, I would love to like be the twist at the end of a movie. So there's this part of me that's like, I wish I had a more evil side, because I want to be the twist.
You know, I say that, and then I remember that every single time I've played Mafia and I've been the Mafia, I've gotten caught immediately, because I am the worst. I giggle and everyone knows it's me. Like, I'm not good at it.
Same.
So there's no way. It wouldn't be a twist.
Face. I know.
Nah, everyone it wouldn't be a twist. I wouldn't be able to pull this off.
That goes along with like the outwitting, like outsmarting thing that I was talking about earlier, where like that's why the slasher gets me. So I don't think I could be the twist, because I'm not smart enough to keep it hidden.
I fucking love a good final girl. Recently, best final girls I've seen recently, Fresh had an incredible final girl.
That was so good.
What is the movie where they play hide and seek after the wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Ready or
not. I was going to say, isn't it called Hide and Seek? Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
It was a very obvious
great
name.
Final girl. I love a good final girl. Final girl.
I know, we're going
to
be able to
say this. I'm not one of them.
I'm not either. I can't be that cool. I love, like, by the end, like, wedding dress is, like, ripped. She's in her sneakers. She's, like, covered in blood. Amazing. It's so good.
It's so good. I don't know if that's a hidden gem, but I also don't know a lot of people that saw it. So Ready or Not's really great, too.
Oh, wait. No, Ready or Not is the one with who? Chris Evans?
No.
Is that one? No. Okay, so we are thinking the same one. I just had a panic. Because what's that one called?
Which one with Chris Evans? Are you talking about Knives Out?
Yes! Thank you. I just had to make sure. I was like, because that also like feels like it has like similar elements, except on a totally bigger scale. But yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Anyway.
Absolutely. It's all about a rich family.
Rich families.
Fucked up shit.
Fucked up, uncovering mysteries.
Rich people, man. I have not watched House of Hammer yet. Have you?
No, I'm kind of scared too.
I want to watch it. I don't know why I haven't.
I want to know everything, but I can only do one dark thing at a time. And y'all, I am having trouble with Dahmer because I'm tortured by it, because Evan is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's such a good, well-done show, but it is so difficult.
It's rough.
And disturbing and all of the things. So I'm like taking breaks.
It's not even just rough to watch the murders take place. It's rough to watch a young Jeffrey Dahmer. It's interesting seeing that you don't have to be an abusive parent to be a bad parent. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to, like, hit your kid or scream at your kid or hurt your kid to be a bad parent. Like, just watching him need
his mom.
His mom and his dad. And
I started crying. That got
get
me.
It. You know, it's just hard. I mean, it's hard to watch all the points in his life in which we could have stopped it from happening. We could have stopped him from becoming what he became. And no one stopped him. And I think that's kind of, it's a hard thing to watch. It especially when you know what he, you know.
It's heartbreaking. Into. Yeah. But I know the moment, I mean, there's several moments, obviously, with his parents. But there's one moment where he's like pleading with his mom. And I just started bawling, like unexpectedly, tears just erupted from me. And I was like, oh, to not feel love from your mother and you're begging for it. Like, please, like, see me, talk to me. And for her to just run away is like, oh, I just never want Wilder to feel that way. So, yeah, that got me good.
The moment that got me, I don't know if you made it this far. I think it was in the same episode where he's basically telling his dad that he had these urges and his dad is literally just changing the subject because he doesn't want to talk about hard stuff and he doesn't want to. I think he knows deep down that his son is not straight and I don't think he even wants to broach the subject of sexuality or urges because he doesn't want to have the conversation with his son about potentially being gay, so he just like completely brushes it off. And it's like, you have to listen to your kids.
I know.
If they're telling you
that something important,
you can't just brush it off because then they're gonna shove it down and shove it down and shove it down until
it explodes in a very dangerous and toxic way, as it did. But yeah, that was hard too, because especially because Jeff is such a quiet child and it was the first time he was like, hey, I kind of want to talk to you about this thing. And it's like, those are the moments that you need to seize the moment and talk to your kid about what he's saying. But instead it's like, oh, nope, never mind.
It's just
heartbreaking, but also, difficult to watch in every way you could imagine. So that is why I'm like, okay, I'm just going to stick to Dahmer
for now. One horrible thing at a time.
And then we'll learn about the horrible Hammer family and what's going on there.
Fair, fair, fair.
Yeah, but I am interested.
Okay, so before we wrap it up.
Yes.
Well, actually, didn't you have something? Didn't you have some Halloween trivia?
Yeah. I looked up some Halloween trivia because I think both season one and season two for one of our Halloween episodes, we brought up like the history of Halloween,
of course,
the traditions, where it's come from. Like, we've done all of that, but I found a longer list of trivia and I was like, ooh, I want to see if Ashley knows some of these because Ashley is the spook queen.
For sure.
But maybe we can stump her, or if
honestly,
we don't, then it's
fine. That's why I said when I emailed you, I was like, I'm either one, excited to nail it, or two, excited to learn new stuff.
Well, I wanted to start with some that I feel like you will know, just to like, refresh people's memory and get you into a good, confident position
before
moving on.
Before I crush my dreams. Fair.
Before I crush your dreams. Halloween. This one's pretty easy. Halloween can be traced back to a Celtic holiday. What's the name of that holiday?
Samhain.
Samhain. Before jack-o'-lanterns were carved as pumpkins, what other root vegetable were commonly used?
Well, they used squash.
Mm-hmm.
They used onions.
Mm-hmm.
They used, pretty much all.
There was one more on that list. You've said two of the three that were on this website.
Oh, really? Squash? Onion.
Squash, onion, and one that we like, a veggie you don't talk about like ever.
Brussels sprouts.
No, I love Brussels. Turnips.
I do too. Fucking love them. Oh, turnips. Oh, interesting. Little turnip. I've seen turnip carvings for little turnip dolls, like with the head is a turnip.
Yes,
and then there's
they're kind of creepy.
They're very creepy. I don't like them.
Who brought the Halloween tradition to the United States?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Did she really?
I don't know.
This says the Irish. You seemed so confident. So I was like, the Irish brought it over during the potato famine is what this says.
Okay,
but I would have believed you. You said it so solidly.
Well, Eleanor Roosevelt, I believe, was the one who made it a commercial holiday.
Ah, okay. Ooh, could this possibly be what you were thinking of? Well, no, this is totally different. Well, who was the first lady to decorate the White House for Halloween? It's not Roosevelt, but it is another.
It's not Roosevelt. Who was it?
Mamie Eisenhower.
Mamie Eisenhower.
I didn't know if that's maybe what you were thinking of, but I love
it. It could be. It absolutely could be. I literally made it up. When I said Eleanor Roosevelt, I was like, I know a first lady at some point decorated the White House.
What was Bram Stoker's original name for Dracula in his vampire novel?
Vladimir?
But I'd have never heard of this name, and I feel like we would have talked about it on one of our vampire episodes.
Chad,
I thought you would know this one. Chad the Impaler, definitely. Count Womper.
Okay, well, that's a bad name.
I know.
Would not have caught on.
What do you call a fear of Halloween?
Oh, pumpkin phobia.
Oh, that should be it. Samhain phobia.
Okay, well, I am. Sure.
Same thing.
What if Wilder has a fear of Halloween?
Don't even like speak that into existence.
Okay, sorry, I'm going to knock on
I'm
wood.
I'm hoping it's not wood. It because he likes costumes and decorations. So I'm hoping it's just like the visuals in movies, which is Alex too. He's like, I just can't visually look at stuff because then I'll have nightmares for weeks. He's like, right. I won't stop thinking about it. And I'm like, that's probably Wilder. Which state produces the most pumpkins?
Ooh. Which state produces the most pumpkins? New Hampshire.
That actually, I feel like I would have said that or like Vermont. But guess what? It's Illinois.
No way. It's in the pumpkin capital of the United States of America.
You are in the pumpkin state, Ashley.
That makes sense. I feel like Illinois has the right weather. And it's a big state. Yeah, as soon as I said New Hampshire, so I was like, ooh, that's a small state.
They can't produce enough pumpkins to
keep
up. They
can't produce. No. Illinois. Amazing. That's amazing.
Who are the guests of the Halloween party according to the lyrics of Monster Mash?
This will get your love late one night.
This was my hope, is that you'd have to sing through it to answer this.
She did the Monster Mash. It was a great one. Who were the guests
of the Halloween party according to the lyrics of Monster Mash? What are you?
Frankenstein?
Not according to
Wolfman.
This.
Wolfman. Mm-hmm. Wolfman. Dracula.
Uh-huh.
And
you're right there. You're singing the lyric.
The mummy, mummy.
No, it's a lyric. It's Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. That's what they say in the song. But I was like,
Wolfman,
I love that.
Wolfman, Dracula, and Chad.
And Chad the Impaler.
Yeah, okay.
I shouldn't ask you this one because you won't know it. What year, but I'll do it for me.
I'm going to guess.
What year did Halloween Town premiere on Disney Channel?
1992.
It's not a bad guess. I feel like I would have said that. 1998. Which does make sense because I was old enough to be like excited when I saw a commercial. In 1992, I would have still.
I know I've seen Halloween Town, but I should have guessed 1998 because by the mid 90s, I was into the extreme. Mm-hmm.
So then that was
no longer a new
child's play. Like,
so Halloween Town. Boring. No, I know boring. I've seen it, but I remember the cab driver.
Oh, you'll never forget the skeleton cab driver. He's the best. And the way like his mouth moved.
Yeah, it was good. It was a cool effect. It was a cool practical effect, I remember.
I just loved it because I wanted to be Marnie, the main girl. Like finding out that your grandma's a witch and there's just like this other universe where like you guys are the queen of the castle. It was
listen,
too good.
I'm still waiting on that day. Like y'all are waiting for your letter from Hogwarts. I'm a long lost relative to show up and be like, did you know that you're from a generation of witches and you have magical powers and all you need to do is unlock them? Here's how.
Seriously.
I'm waiting.
Call me.
I deserve it.
You do. You really do. Which famous Call boy me. Band used the mansion from Casper for one of their music videos?
Backstreet Boys?
Yes!
Yeah.
Everybody!
Backstreet's back.
I loved that music video. Mm-hmm. Like,
that it was a total guess. I can't like picture the mansion from Casper, but I figured it was that music video because I remember it very.
They were trying to be spooky. I feel like they were trying to have like the next Thriller. They're like, we're gonna be.
They were like, this is gonna be the next Thriller, and they were right.
Well,
no, they weren't.
They were right in our Backstreet Boys hearts. No, I was more of an NSYNC girl. Sorry about it. Who did Tim Burton originally want to play Beetlejuice in Beetlejuice? I never knew this one.
Well, it wasn't Johnny Depp because they hadn't started working together yet.
No, that would make so much sense, though. He would have been a fun
Jack
Beetlejuice.
Jack Nicholson.
Ah, no, that would have been creepy.
That'd be hilarious. Well, hold on.
Oh.
Who had he worked with before? No, Michael Keaton. I don't know. Who?
Sammy Davis Jr.
I would have never.
Ever. I know. Sammy Davis Jr. What? Like, what? We're going to have to fact check that. I still don't even know if I believe it. But also, I like sort of do because it's like, of course, it would be the most random.
Interesting choice, Tim. But I think you went the right direction.
I think you went the right way. And Beetlejuice was almost called Scared Sheetless, which I think is also very funny. And I'm happy that it wasn't called that. there are like 100 pieces of trivia on this list. So I'm like, we're either doing a part two or I'm going to put a bunch of it in the newsletter next month because some of these are fascinating.
So before we wrap it up, next week, by the way, super spooky Halloween topic, we're going to be talking about some famous witches.
I can't wait.
And I cannot wait because I finally get to talk about the fucking Bell Witch. It's been years. I haven't covered her yet.
All you've talked about. No, it's going to be great.
We're going to talk about famous witches. I know at some point this year we wanted to talk about like alchemy and alchemists. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also wanted to talk about... I honestly, here's what I've been really into lately. It's been really creeping me out.
Oh, God.
It's artificial intelligence. It's always on my mind.
I know. I think I'm too scared of it to do enough research.
Well, right
no,
now.
No, not that I wouldn't do it for the episode, but I'm like, I can't call that like an interest because I'm so, like, I don't click on articles sometimes because I am scared.
We just last week got an update on Sophia. Yeah. She wants a baby. But I've recently really gotten into all the stuff that's going on with Google's AI Lambda.
Yes.
Which,
that's been.
But I think, you know, we can save it for another time because I have a lot to say about what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it pops up in my news every single day and I'm like, okay, there's a lot happening there. It's interesting.
It is. Oh, also, what is it? It's like the international, like, aerospace something or other just came out with a new logo. And it used to just be like a jet and a plane like heading off. And now it's like a jet and a plane and a UFO, which I think is very interesting.
Interesting.
An official government. And what are they trying to say?
Yep.
They didn't, do they know something that they haven't said yet?
What message are you trying to get across, everybody? Yeah, that is. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, we have a lot of fun stuff coming up this season.
I'm so excited.
And if you have something that you want us to talk about, you fucking know where we are. Send us a message. Send us an email. Send us a, you know, snail mail. Send us a carrier pigeon. Like, send us a message. Tell us what you want and we'll give it.
We use suggestions for episodes all the time. So we're not just saying that, like, to be polite, like, oh, send us an idea. We'll never use it. No, like, we feed off of your ideas. Because we get to a point where our brains become mush and we're like, have we talked about this yet? I'm out of ideas. And we
like,
need
I just
help.
Started thinking about this the other day. I was like, did I already cover the Bell Witch? I had like a small panic attack. So I was like, maybe I already fucking covered her, but I don't think I have. We'll see.
We haven't. We've just mentioned her so many times that it feels like we have.
Yeah. Eventually we're just going to, we're going to go through, we're going to end the podcast and we'll just start from the beginning and just
fresh.
Do like commentary tracks on the episodes we've already released.
Like, man, I remember what we were going through that day. Do you remember?
That was rough. Remember when we couldn't turn on the air conditioner and we just had to be hot?
Oh, this is when I was at my sweatiest. Yeah, I can hear it.
Well, fine. That's all the time we have this week for Keep It Weird. We hope we helped you guys get into the holiday spirit, the Halloween spirit. It's freaking bats.
Freaking bats.
Please enjoy your Halloween. I know there's a lot going on in the world right now, and I know that, you know, we're not at our most festive. Even me. I mean, I know I've got other things going on, and that's probably why, but, like, I don't have a costume.
Ah. Mm-hmm. I know. And
I'm
also
excited, but, like,
it's not the same. We talked about this when we were in person together, that, like, we both, it's, like, a little off this year because there's just a lot happening. Like, some good things, some, you know, stress about what the world is going through right now, like, also being a factor, but it's, we're going to get it together by the end. We're going to make
it
fun.
We will have Halloween parties again, okay?
Yes.
We will enjoy Halloween again to the fullest. But for now, just enjoy it in any way that you can. We only get one spooky month a year. So make the most of it. So tune in next week. We've got a historical, famous, more like infamous witches episode. And we're going to be joined by our resident green witch, Laura LaRue, who's bringing a story I've never heard. And I'm very excited. So
I know, same.
Sanderson sisters aren't the only nefarious witches haunting our dreams this month.
Oh, speaking out, of, Hocus Pocus 2 comes out soon. Yeah. Or sponsor, just kidding.
Sponsored by Hocus Pocus 2. make sure you're following us on social media at Keep It Weird Cast to participate in our October giveaways and join our Patreon for a leg up on the competition at www.patreon.com/keepitweirdpodcast. That's where you can find all the ways to donate to our show and help us fund its life. And if you want something special and spooky for Halloween season, head to our merch store at www.keepitweirdpodcast.com/merch to grab yourself one of those warm hoodies before the temperature drops too low. And then you're just cold and you're going to be like, why didn't I buy one of those really warm Keep It Weird hoodies?
They are very cozy. I might get another one. I'm going to double up.
Get another one. Yeah.
I won't be able to wear it until January when LA cools off.
Yeah, sorry about that. Our sign off is Nightmare Before Christmas is a Christmas movie. And
rude as hell. We'll keep it weird.
Mother's Day is almost here. And you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around, a watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.